On the Mama Bear Dares podcast, we love and are encouraged by female podcasters giving helpful advice on motherhood. Mama Bear Dares aims to add to the conversation by turning the spotlight onto moms who have inspired us by doing big and bold things in addition to being great mothers. We feature regular moms that you've sat next to at PTA meetings or smiled at while she tended to her screaming toddler in the middle of Target. These moms have started their own international nonprofits from their Lego-laced living rooms, they've come out of the other side of losing a loved one, and they've carved out time to produce breathtaking art. We dare to deep dive into what makes these women more than mom and boldly ask the questions that we've all been thinking.
So come with us as we share the stories of women who love being called mom, but have shifted the paradigm that aims to stop there. Artists, entrepreneurs, creative visionaries, social change agents, activists, all women who have tapped their mama bears and dared to live full, joyful, and layered lives. Mama Bear, we dare you to witness the ripples they've started and begin to create some of your own. So Mama Bears, today Leslie and I are going to just do a little conversation about something we've been thinking about and talking about that we think might interest you or might encourage you to try something new. A while back on my blog, I talked about an incident when the kids and I were driving in our minivan, of course.
In the Odyssey.
You guys know what I'm talking about, that Odyssey life. I was driving on the interstate in Kalamazoo, and my tire popped, and I could feel it had popped and not blown, so I kind of decreased my speed and got off the next exit. And it just so happened that right next to the exit was a tire shop. So I went in and, again, with my five children, told them, hey, I have this flat tire. Could you fix it? We were on our way to get groceries. And the man just was so clearly sexist and told me that there was no time. They just didn't have time within the next hour to do it. And I had asked him if he could just at least put air in it so that I could go get groceries and have the tire fixed there. And he wouldn't. So then I asked him if he would just take off the spare tire or the tire for me to fix into the spare. And he wouldn't do that either. So it occurred to me in that moment, the mama bear was provoked, sure.
There might have been some expletives.
There was some expletives with all of my children looking at me wide eyes. And I walked out of the tire shop and just was like, screw it. I'm going to do it myself. And I had learned when I was younger, my dad had taught me when I was younger, but had just watched Zach in the previous years since then. I actually blow a lot of tires, which is a little embarrassing.
But how does that happen?
I don't know.
Tell us the science.
I think it's because we live on a country road that we've always lived. That's my theory.
Okay.
So I just did it right there. I did it in the parking lot of the tire shop.
In the parking lot.
While they watched me, all these guys who were supposedly busy for the next hour and a half.
Oh no.
So the kids and I did. The three oldest helped me and we changed the tire. So it occurred to me on the way back when I was fuming that I wanted to learn other things that I kind of relied on Zach or my dad or other kind of almost typical man jobs. And both Leslie and I shirk a little bit at that phrase because we're empowered women who know we can do a lot of things. But so it got me thinking on the blog, like, what else do we women give up our agency that we're totally capable of doing, but we have kind of sidestepped and then are a little lost when the worst happens? So today we wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's a great anecdote that you gave. And I remember that blog post and that, you know, even in that blog post, you were challenging women to do things that they don't typically do. And I've thought about that since for sure, and just the way that we divide our household labor. And, you know, we haven't made a lot of changes since then, but I've definitely recognized that chores become gendered, and it's really, really hard to break that sort of cycle of what's normal. So what else have you done since you changed the tire?
I learned to, this sounds so ridiculous, but Zach always hung our pictures. And he is a little more, I will say that I just am like, this looks good enough right here. And he's very, he is the one that like designs where the furniture goes and will get these wild hairs and want to redecorate. Mm-hmm. And I never ever do that. So he is a little more kind of artistic in that way. So it naturally fell to him, but I learned how to hang pictures and it felt like a really big deal. I found where to figure out how to, if I was trying to go into a stud, you know, I mean, all of those things. And so that felt really big. And then what else? I changed my oil. I learned how to change my oil. Our friend Dan taught both of us, which is really funny because before the podcast, I was just telling you that today it's just been too cold in Michigan, so I didn't want to change my oil. But in the minivan, it was overdue. And I went to a place by my work to just get it changed. And they were trying to upsell me on everything. And it was like, you guys, I usually change my own oil. I mean, it's just too cold. I don't want to do it. And the way they talked to me was so different. You know, before I feel like women can relate, other mama bears out there can relate. You just feel like they talk down to you a little bit.
For sure. And yeah, you never know. I mean, I'm not educated about those things. And, you know, so you're kind of feeling vulnerable and insecure.
Yes.
And you're perceived as that being
vulnerable
true.
And insecure. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So I just felt so empowered going into that. Like they were like, well, you know, you need this. And I'm like, you guys, I normally change my own oil. I can pick it out from the shelf. Like, I'm fine. We got this. So
mind blown.
It is.
Sure.
Yeah. And honestly, this podcast, like Zach is really good with technology and I am basically an 80-year-old. Tristan now knows way more than I do. Mm-hmm. And so normally I would have had Zach just like take over the reins and I'd ask him for the cliff notes.
Right.
But you and I have learned everything from the ground up on this podcast without them. And I feel like for me, I don't know about you, but that's a big deal.
Yeah. It's something that I've noticed just this past Christmas, you know, depending on the amount of like putting together and battery inclusion and just basic technology, the more that was involved with whatever the gift was, the more I kind of felt like Jake should do it,
right.
Which is my bad, you know? I mean,
right.
I totally can do those things, but in our house too, that's something that falls to the dad, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it sure doesn't need to be that way. I mean, I am probably as adept as he is. And I don't know if that happens because I'm then busy doing other things that I don't know if it's because of the way our household runs or if it is sort of these deeply ingrained sort of gender roles that
right.
we're living out. So do you feel like the men in our lives, and perhaps it's reflective of our listeners as well, do you think they feel pressure to do these tasks that we're kind of talking about as the man tasks? I feel like our husbands are pretty evolved, and I wonder if you've heard any discussion really of them feeling pressured just to be kind of manly.
I know for sure Zach does, especially because of how excited he was when I took on the task of doing a year of projects of like typical man tasks.
Right.
But I don't know, has Jake, I mean, Zach has vocalized that he hates that he's the guy that has to hang curtain rods.
Yeah. You know, he hasn't really ever vocalized that, but now that I'm thinking about it, I'm pretty sure, like, Jake just does everything. I mean, he cooks, he does laundry, like, he hangs pictures, he drives everywhere. I mean, if Jake has anything to be mad about, it's that he has to do everything.
This is where I feel like always at parties for our Mama Bear listeners, Jake usually kind of parties at Jake and Leslie's house. Jake usually floats off somewhere when the kind of conversation lulls and he can be found doing the dishes.
It's true. And that's a thing though. Like he's just an introverted kind of, he just would rather be alone doing the dishes, listening to a podcast probably.
Our podcast, so it's fine.
Of course. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if he does feel.
I totally hear you that Jake does everything. So he blurs that line for sure of like, and I'm putting in air quotes, female tasks and male tasks. One of my favorite stories maybe ever is of Jake doing a quote unquote male task.
Yeah. Oh, I know the one you're thinking of actually. Because we moved into a 100-year-old house from an apartment in the city where we never had to take care of anything. It just was done for us. If something was broken, we just called our landlord. But we moved into this house, and so we really have gotten an education in home improvement and things like that. And really, I mean, things just go wrong for us and for Jake when he tries to do those things. And, you know, his grandfather was really talented, like the man built an entire airplane.
He did.
And so I'm guessing, although I don't know, but like I'm pretty sure he could do anything that was needed to be done around the house too. So I do think like Jake has felt through this renovation process, maybe wanting to live up to what his grandpa could do. And his dad has done a lot of
stuff. Zach's really naturally gifted at that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like Jake, a great quintessential moment for Jake when he was trying to maybe prove his manliness was when we had a really nice, like, new bathroom door on a bathroom on our first floor that had been added on. But when the couple who lived there previously added it on, they just used, like, one of the newer doors, like, mm-hmm. you know, the kind
like
of
two-panel,
basically. Yeah. And the rest of the house has these great 100-year-old doors that you're just like, oh, they don't make them like this anymore. Mm-hmm. And so we were laughing, but we really wanted to get rid of, like, the new really nice door and put an old 100-year-old door that we had, I think we found in our attic. And so Jake took this on one Saturday afternoon, and, you know, he has such a great heart. And he spent hours, like, I think he thought he was measuring, and, you know, was working with power tools, just like, you know.
He was doing it.
He was. Yeah. Like, he was going for it. I think he was, you know, he popped, cracked open a beer, but he severely miscalculated some of his measurements. And by the time he brought this door up from the basement to, you know, where his workbench was to the bathroom, it was, the door was shorter than he is. So he's about 6 feet, and it was like he had sawed off like about half of the door, like completely convinced it was going to work. And so, you know, he's really funny. He jokes about that story.
He is. And he's actually, he's got a PhD. He's a very intelligent, funny, kind man, and he also happens to be a great writer.
Yeah.
And so, Mama Bears, we're going to link. he wrote about this on Leslie's blog. Yeah. And can we post it in the show notes?
For sure. Well, we definitely can. I'm sure it will be fine with Jake. And what's funny is, you know, I like to think I'm a writer by trade. I am a writer by trade. And that post that he wrote on my blog is the
up.
That was the one, like, it went to apartment therapy, if you watch that at all, or if you follow that website. So anyway, his manlyhood was kind of put to the test, and I think he embraced, you know, the fact that maybe it's woodworking isn't his thing, and he's okay with that.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. That's the thing about Jake, and really all of the Klipsches that I know, is they are totally okay with not being your stereotypical anything. So
right, it's true.
He probably came off of that loss and baked a cake.
Exactly. I'm positive that he did. But I have not picked up a power tool.
And you're right. I think that's so there's telling. Something to be said about.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. It's one of my favorite stories. Mama Bears, make sure you check out that link in the show notes. You will laugh even though you don't know any side history of that.
Right.
So Leslie, do you, because obviously Oliver and Eli are old enough now where they see you doing household chores and Jake doing household, do you try to be intentional about showing them or having them do some of the chores that maybe are typical, mm-hmm. quotes, female chores?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I like to think we run the household as a team. I don't know if some of these things, if they are really kind of ingrained, they probably are seeing some of these tasks being divided in ways where they will then have expectations of what, who does what. But, you know, I think I've honestly said to Jake, like, oh, awesome, you're vacuuming, which isn't like a unheard of thing, but I'm like, can you wait and do that when the kids are here, mm-hmm. just so that they can see you doing that? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, some of the stuff too of just like, I don't know, you always think of like under the hood type of things, but you know, I fill up the gas tank and I try to fix bikes when I can and mm-hmm. things like that. And I might not, that might not be my first reaction. I might want to say, oh, you should ask your dad about that. But I recognize that in the moment and usually try to correct myself and dig in anyway.
My kids clean our house. That's part of the deal. Often when I go teach a few classes or something, if they have the day off or whatever. And I think that's a big deal because when I was in college, it was kind of a joke that the boys' dorms were disgusting. But mm-hmm. I'm just like, that's not funny. Right. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And part of it was because they were totally hamstringed. They had no idea how to do laundry. Mm-hmm. They had never cleaned. And so I thought, if my boys' dorm rooms are disgusting, at least they can't say it's because my mom never taught me to do laundry or I've never mopped. You know, my boys will know how to do that. And so I am very aware of teaching them how to do those things. So all of my kids do their own laundry. They all cook. They all clean. They do that. And I've been intentional for those kind of reasons. I just don't want to be the reason they're hamstringed.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And even when I have the kids clean a bathroom, they don't do it as well as I would have done it or what my expectations exactly. are. But you know what? It's okay. Because I would definitely rather them be self-sufficient and mm-hmm. and knowing that it takes a team. It's not any one person's job and their gender shouldn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of one of the fun things about tackling it with my blog was being able to have Dayla see me change mm-hmm. the oil and have her see me do those kind of things. And even now she'll say, oh, Mom, this isn't working. Oh, Mom. And it's like, you need to try 3 times before you say that. And have it be a good, don't just pretend to, mm-hmm. but like you're capable of doing this. But I don't think I would have said that had I not taken on this mm-hmm. quest in my blog or had that man turn me down and belittle me. You know, I really don't think I would have ever been motivated to do that. So on the one hand, I'm kind of thankful to that man. Although if I saw him in the store,
Mama Bear is still...
She's still poked. In there. She's still poked.
Good. Well, I think there's so much payoff, really, in kind of completing those tasks that you might not typically handle in your household. And so I think that's a perfect place to introduce our dare for this week.
Absolutely.
Mama Bears, we dare you to complete a task in your household that is typically handled by your husband or your wife or your partner or your father or your brother. We dare you, if you have children, to do it in front of them and let them see how empowering it is to try something new and allow them to see you succeed or allow them to see you fail.
Yeah,
there's a lesson to be had in both of those.
Absolutely. So thanks so much, Mama Bears. We appreciate each and every one of you. We are so grateful for the support we've been getting on our social media channels. Please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Check out our website to read more in-depth notes. And by that, I mean, obviously, Jake's story. It is that good. If you have a mama bear in your life who you think the world needs to know about, make sure you email us. The link is on our website. Until next time, have a great week, Mama Bears.
Have a great week.
Thanks so much for sticking around, Mama Bears. As promised, we have details on our giveaway. Our first giveaway comes to you from our sponsor, SIS International. SIS International Shop provides a welcome relief from the usual mundane gifts and trinkets, obtainable everywhere because they offer some of the best fair trade pieces from around the world. Their gifts are individually handcrafted by skilled artisans in developing countries where there are few income opportunities. When you purchase a gift from SIS International, you are literally helping someone feed their family. We know at the heart of our Mama Bear community is a heart to do good in the world, and that is exactly what SIS International does. Leslie and I go there first when shopping for any birthday party or holiday, and we are never disappointed. So check them out on their website, www.sisshops.com. Our first giveaway is a basket full of unique fair trade goodies. We picked out some of our favorites so we can personally attest to the quality of this giveaway. There are 6 possible ways to enter. Subscribe to us on iTunes, rate us on iTunes, leave a review on iTunes, like us on Facebook and Instagram, or follow us on Twitter. If you do all of them, you get your name in the proverbial hat 6 times. And it's free! We will announce the winner on our social media pages next week, as well as announce our next giveaway on next week's Mama Bear Mini. Good luck, and may the odds be ever in your favor, Mama Bears.